Here's a thought I'll title, Managing Results versus Managing Work. And if you can keep a secret, this is between you and me. I did not get done hardly anything that was on my task list for 2025. I got, the magazine came out, and I got Here's the Thoughts and podcasts recorded and the rest of the weekly and daily content for Lenswork Online. But I didn't get anything done other than some good time out photographing. I didn't complete any new projects. I had a book I was interested in doing last year. Didn't do that. I have no new chapbooks for the last year. Just a lazy dog. I was reviewing all of this because I was going through my 2025 goals and objectives list and was kind of shocked how many of them were uncompleted or maybe not even started. And I thought, this is an embarrassment because for someone who supposedly wants to produce artwork, I didn't produce very much artwork last year. I was disappointed with that and became frustrated that I just wasn't getting done as many photographic projects as I'd hoped to finish. And the more I started thinking about this was last week when I was going through my New Year's resolutions kind of thought process, although I don't make resolutions. As I looked at my 2025 list, I remembered distinctly going through with my goal-directed business training when it kicked in last year. I decided what I needed to do was set more specific goals for myself for 2025, which I did, and it didn't help. And then I remembered one of the earliest lessons from management training that I had received way back in my 20s. The important phrase that got drilled into all of us was, don't manage results, manage the work. And results, when you think about it, are what goals are. The goal is, I want to have accomplished this. That's a result. It's that old business, I talked about this a few weeks ago, about that sense of accomplishment you feel when you fill out your task list, your to-do list for the day, and after you've filled it with 10 or 20 or 30 items, you feel so good about having filled out your task list, but the truth is you haven't actually done anything yet. Well, the same thing kicks in psychologically about goals. You can spend all kinds of time thinking about what your goals are, but thinking about your goals and writing them down and having objectives and, creative ideas, etc., that doesn't accomplish anything, having a goal. What accomplishes something is doing all the necessary steps in order to get to a goal. It's the difference between a strategy and a tactic. A strategy is what you want to accomplish. It's a goal. It's a stated result. But a tactic is an idea about how to go about implementing that, what the steps are, the sequence of the steps. And that's what I was missing last year in 2025, as I had taken all that time to write down my goals. So I was managing the results, but I didn't do a very good job of managing the work. And just to reinforce that idea, if it slipped past you, goals are a result, not a tactic. So for 2026, I'm rethinking not my goals, but my tactics, and in particular, my schedule. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know I'm an advocate of structure in a project. Well, that also applies to our creative life. If we don't have structure in our creative life, the days slip by. And the next thing you know, you wake up a year later and realize you haven't really accomplished what you wanted to accomplish. So that's what I'm working on now. Not resolutions, not goals, not objectives, but rather a schedule for when and how I'll do the work that will result in my goals and objectives being met. One of my favorite ways to think about this is the age-old wisdom, form a thought, create an action. Form an action, create a habit. Form a habit, create a destiny. I need to write that one down and stick it up on my wall.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.